Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Long, long ago in the kingdom of Persia, there was a king whose name was Artaxerxes. Well, the Bible calls him Ahasuerus. It's sort of hard to spell or pronounce either way. He had a wife whose name was Vashti, and he commanded her to appear before him and all of his courtiers, and she refused to do it. This made the king so angry that he put her away, and then he was seeking for another wife. Well, the wife that he finally decided upon was a beautiful Jewish maiden named Esther. Now, at this time, the king did not know that Esther was Jewish. I suppose that he just was looking for a beautiful young maiden, one that would please him well, and having found this one, he made her his queen. But there was a man in those days who was an enemy of the people of God. His name was Haman, and this man was determined to kill all the Jews that he could. And so by a little kind of strategy, he got the king to make a law saying that all of the Jewish people might be attacked and punished or killed on a certain day. Now the laws of the Medes and the Persians could not be changed at all. Once a law was made, it had to stay that way. And then Esther realized that she herself was in danger, and she had a kinsman whose name was Mordecai. Though he was a great man in the kingdom, he had not been properly rewarded for saving the king's life on one time. So the king asked, "What could we do for this man?" And they said, "Honor him very greatly." And he asked him the man Haman, not realizing that this same Haman was the one who was trying to get all the Jews killed. So he asked this man named Haman, and he said, "Well, put the king's robe on him, one that he wears, and then set him on a horse, and let a man lead him through the streets, and say, 'This is the way that we do to the man that the king wishes to honor.'" Well, Haman, being a vain fella, thought that the king was just in a coy way asking how he could honor Haman himself. He had made that suggestion. And then the king said, "Well, that's fine, Haman. You do all those good things for Mordecai, and then you lead the horse." But when the story came to light that the people were to be killed, that the people who were to be killed were Jews, and that Esther was one of them, Mordecai had come to her, and he asked her this question: "Who knows whether thou art not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And in this beautiful story, we learn that here was a girl lifted out of obscurity, brought into the palace in order that she might save her people. Who knows whether your life may be a blessing to many, many people? You have been born at this spot in the history of the world. You have the place that you have in life. And I sincerely hope that you will be as easy to listen to the will of God, as earnest in hearing God's will for you, as the beautiful Queen of Persia was so very long ago. Well, the way that story ends in the Bible is that that man Haman, who plotted against the people of God, was himself hanged on a gallows that he had made, hoping to destroy his enemy Mordecai. But instead, the people of God were saved because of another law that the king made, and the Jews, says the Bible, all had a time of great gladness and joy. And the Jewish people of all the world still remember that day, and they have a feast on that day every year, honoring the time that God gave them victory over this wicked enemy. And it was all because there was a beautiful queen who was willing for the Lord to use her to save his people. Read the story in the Old Testament book of Esther. It's just before the book of Job in your Bible, and you'll be happy that you read it. then may you be like that queen and be yielding to the will of God. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of